cell counts? 5,000 to 10,000. Say it. 5,000. White blood cell count, 5,000 to 10,000. What's the most common cause for being above 10,000? Infection. All right. So you're going to look at white blood cell count by itself. Then red blood cell count, hemoglobin, hematocrit. You're going to memorize them together because you're always going to evaluate them together. So you got three that you're going to put together. Red blood cell, hemoglobin, hematocrit. Oh, by the way, the values are different between men and women for these things. We're only going to have you do the men because I'm sexist, but just because I don't want to have to make you memorize all of them. So it's,
thank you very much.
So there you go. So we'll pretend like women are men for the purpose of our test. I hadn't thought of that yet, but anyway. MCV, MCH, MCHC. This is the next triplet that you need to memorize. And then RDW, MPV you do not need to memorize. So you do need to know platelets, 140 to 400. Or what does it say on your sheet? Does it say 150? Yeah, 1 to what? 150 to 350. All right, use those numbers, 150 to 350. All right, so you have white blood cells, 5,000, 10,000, you've already memorized it.
So MPV, we don't need to know.
MPV and RDW, you don't need to know.
Okay.
So you got white blood cells and you got platelets. And then you have two triplets for red blood cells. And that's all I need to remember. Now, you do need to know bands and segs. That's the other thing you'll need to know. I don't have segs on it. It'll say polys. Excuse me. Here. So when it says neutrophils by itself, those are the segs. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So the neutrophils is the segs, and then the bands 2 to 6. All right, that's all you're going to have to memorize. I know it's a little bit of work, but I'm sure you can do it between now and next Friday. Except for Arla, who's making trouble. For the differential, again, the only one you need to remember is segs and bands. Yeah. The numbers are different on here. Let me change them right now. There you go. I'll star the ones you don't need to know. All right, there you go. I know. So you can highlight the ones you need to know.
Yeah.
Okay. Say again?
2 to 6,
sorry. All right. So let's talk about the first issue. The first issue is alterations in erythrocyte function. Yes, we call that anemia. If there's not enough, we call it polycythemia if there's too much. Now, what's the major cause of polycythemia?
Infection.
No. What's the major cause of polycythemia? We talked about this last week. What is polycythemia, first of all?
Too much
something. Too much what? Not iron. Too much cells. You didn't say it loud enough. All right, so too many cells. What is the major cause of too many cells in the blood? Nope. Well, okay, cancer can be one cause, yes. All right, not enough water can increase the hematocrit, but not the number of cells. It can increase the percentage, but not the number. So what would increase the number? Okay, drugs like erythropoietin. All right. By the way, early on in the when we first discovered erythropoietin, that you could give a, we had a drug that you could give a person, it would increase the number of red blood cells. Guess who used it first? Athletes. And there were actually, we call it blood doping. There are actually some French bikers who killed themselves because they made their blood so thick that their hearts couldn't pump it and they died of heart failure.
So it literally
makes
it like syrupy?
Yeah, syrupy. Sludgy. So, well, if you had more red blood cells, maybe you could perform better athletically.
Maybe.
No, I mean you do. If you have more red blood cells, you can carry more oxygen, so you'll have better athletic performance. The problem is, if you increase it too much, you die of heart failure from sludgy blood. Now, but still, what's the number one cause of it? Come on. You should know because you lived there.
Oh yeah, high altitude.
High altitude causes what?
Increased demand for
Hypoxemia is the number one cause for polycythemia. So, living up in the mountains or lung diseases that cause hypoxemia. Oh, that was tough. All right. So now you've got polycythemia. Now we're going to talk about, for the most part here, is anemias. Anemias are when you have the opposite. You have either lowered blood cell counts or lowered hemoglobin or normal amounts, but they just don't work right. So an anemia is a reduction in the total number of circulating erythrocytes or a decrease in the quality or quantity of hemoglobin. So we have four basic etiologies. We have impaired erythrocyte production. You can't produce the hemoglobin correctly or the red blood cells correctly. We have blood loss. Makes sense. Increased erythrocyte destruction. So you're making normal blood, but you're destroying it more quickly than you should. And then we have a combination of the above causes. Got it? Just three causes or combination. Now we're going to classify anemias based on their morphology. What is morphology? Their shape. Now, the word morph, when you hear the word morph, they morphed it. What they're really talking about is shape. And so don't think of the word morph as in the verb, to morph. Think of it as in the noun, morph is shape. So morphology is the study of the shape. So the two things we're talking about here are size and color. Say size, color.
Size, color.
Size, color. So the three descriptive words for size are normocytic, macrocytic, microcytic. What's normocytic? Normal size. What's macrocytic? Big size. What's microcytic? Little size. Then the color. Our three color words are normochromic, normal color, hypochromic, less than normal color, and hyperchromic, more than normal color. There's two other words that you might see occasionally. I'm not going to ask you to remember these. But anisocytic is varied size, and polyocytosis is varied shape. All right, now, measures of morphology. There are three. Say triplet. So the three morphology ones are MCV, MCH, MCHC. MCV, MCH, MCHC. So MC stands for mean, which is another way of saying average, cell, and then volume or hemoglobin. Or in the case of HC, hemoglobin concentration. So MC stands for average cell. And then V is going to be volume, C is going to be color. V is going to be volume, H is going to be color, or hemoglobin. Hemoglobin causes color. Say, hemoglobin causes color. Hemoglobin causes color. All right. Whew. So much fun. All right, so MCV is mean cell volume. Now, what is this corpuscular thing? It's the old way of saying it. How many of you have ever seen an encyclopedia from the old days? Well, if you look up red blood cells, it won't say cell, it'll say corpuscle. Because that's the old word for cell. There we go. Much more civilized now, isn't it? Okay. So, mean cell volume is a measure of how big the cells are. If it's high, we're going to call it macrocytic. If it's low, we're going to call it microcytic. If it's normal, we're going to call it normocytic. Now, mean cell hemoglobin is a measure of how much color. If it's normal, we're going to call it normochromic. If it's high, we're going to call it hyperchromic. If it's low, we're going to call it hypochromic. Now, if you take the two of these and you divide them by each other and multiply by 100, you'll get what we call the mean cell hemoglobin concentration, or MHCH. And so it's a ratio of cell to hemoglobin, size to hemoglobin. This last one is the ratio of these two numbers.